Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you are perfect.
There was a voice of Chris Tomlin singing Good, Good Father. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the fourth day in April 2024. God's love for you is greater than that of your parents. Our opening scripture is from Matthew chapter 7 verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for a beautiful day you have made. We thank you for all that you have done for us, your goodness to us, for health and strength. Thank you for protection, for everything, oh God. And Lord, we thank you this morning for your word that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding, in the name of Jesus. Amen. According to Romans chapter 5 verse 17, those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness can only reign in life through Jesus Christ. However, to do anything through Christ Jesus, you must believe in the backing of Christ Jesus. Otherwise, you will not have any boldness or confidence to act in his name if you were not sure that he would back you up. It takes unwavering faith in the love of God for you personally in order for you to believe that the Lord will back you up when you speak or act in his name. Believing in the love of God for you personally is crucial to the operation of faith in your life. Put differently, if you do not know and believe in the love that God has for you personally, your faith will be too weak to accomplish anything of significance except by the sovereign mercy of God. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 16, Apostle John said, "We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us." Beloved, if you must walk in dominion in this world, then you must know and believe in the love that God has for you personally. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel that God doesn't love you, because God loves you more than you could ever imagine. God's love for you is greater than the love that your biological parents have for you. So, if you could trust your biological parents to give you their best, you should trust God even more. Let me share a personal experience in this regard. Several years ago, I took ill with an unknown disease because all laboratory investigations showed that nothing was wrong with me, but I knew that I was very sick and the condition deteriorated each passing day. Since medical science did not know what to do, I was left with one option only: seek God for a supernatural solution. After entreating the Lord for divine intervention with no observable improvement, I became very anxious and somewhat frustrated. Then I remembered our theme scripture for today and decided to engage the Lord with it. I said something like this to the one who loves me: "Lord, please remember you said that if my parents who are evil know how to give me good gifts, how much more will you, my Heavenly Father, give me good gifts if I asked you? Lord, I know without any shadow of a doubt that if my mother knew what to do or had the ability to help me, she would do it without any hesitation. Lord, please help me." Then one night I had a dream where I saw myself praying in an unknown tongue for a long time, and I understood what I was saying in unknown tongues. I was asking the Lord to show me mercy. Then I saw a hand that came through the ceiling of my room and went straight into my body and extracted something out, and I woke up immediately, sweating profusely. Beloved, that was the end of that deadly affliction. God proved to me that His love for me was greater than that of my mother. Yes, that is how much God loves you personally. Believe it. When you truly believe in the love of God for you personally, you will take charge of your space, knowing that the Lord has your back and will give you all the support you need to win in every battle of life, which you engage Him with confidence. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, you may say after me: Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love for me. I declare that I know and believe in the love that you have for me personally. I take my stand as your beloved child and exercise dominion over all elements of creation. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me: Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the Saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Anthony Evans singing The Way That You Love Me. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamefune. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
This heart breaks slowly. Tell me, what are you doing to me? When I prayed, do what it takes, I didn't know I'd lose everything. Everything that meant anything to me is gone. Something right has to come from this wrong. It is the hurt that breaks me. It is the pain that pulls me to my knees and the tears. They've changed me to what I couldn't see. Become so clear to me. This is the way that you love me. My way destroying me. I couldn't see I was my worst enemy. So you took away till my soul ached. And I knew that it was no mistake, that everything that meant anything to me was gone. And something right has to come from this wrong. It is the hurt that breaks me. It is the pain that pulls me to my knees. And the tears, they've changed me to what I couldn't see. Become so clear to me. And this is the way. Chase.
that you love me. This is the way you love me.